Hello, my name is Taylor, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you just a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation's state and local communities. May I speak with Russell?
He's not here.
Oh, that's okay. Well, may I speak with you then to lead the survey?
I'm sorry, what?
Well, may I speak with you with the survey then?
He would? Who's he would?
Oh, no. If you would like, I can do a survey on you.
Ah, okay.
Oh, all right. Are you
sure.
registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
I am.
All right. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary election for a president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote at all?
Oh, very certain I'll vote.
All right. If you don't mind me asking, what is your race?
Hispanic.
Hispanic, all right. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Tons. It's very mixed.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Mixed. Very mixed. Not
oh,
one
all right.
specific.
All right. All right. Well, we can put options if you kind of, like, want that. We can put,
no.
like, here, different options. So would you
no,
just...
No, that's okay. Mixed is
okay.
fine.
All right. What language do you primarily speak in your home?
We speak more or less equally Spanish and English.
All right. If you don't mind me asking, what year were you born in?
1977.
All right. So now for this part, I'd kind of like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 being, like, you feel very cold, very unfavorable feelings towards this certain person, and 100 being a very warm, favorable feelings, and then 50 is neutral. And, but, like, when you use a number 0 to 100, the higher the number, the warmer the feeling. And if you've never heard of them or have no opinion, you can totally also say that.
Okay.
So the first person is Tammy Murphy, First Lady of New Jersey and candidate for U.S. Senate.
30.
30, all right. Joe Biden, President of the United States.
60.
60? Wait, did you say 60 or 50?
I'm sorry, who?
Did you say 60 or 50?
60.
All right. What about Bob Menendez, U.S. Senator and candidate for U.S. Senate?
60.
60, all right. What about Rob Menendez, U.S. Congressman and candidate for Congress?
40.
40, all right. What about Ravi Bala, Mayor of Hoboken and candidate for Congress?
70.
70, all right. What about Andy Kim, South Jersey, U.S. Congressman and candidate for U.S. Senate?
I like him too, 70.
70, all right. What about Steve Bullock, Mayor of Jersey City?
10.
10, all right. And what about Phil Murphy, Governor of New Jersey?
30.
30, okay. So now, when you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Nepotism.
Nepotism. All right. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as a member of Congress?
Neutral.
All right. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Tammy Murphy, Patricia Campos Medina, Bob Menendez, and Andy Kim, for whom would you vote for?
I would need to look into it because I don't know who Patricia Campos Medina is, and you never asked me about her.
All right. Well, she's kind of just like kind of an option that appear as a survey goes on. It's not really like the first questions. But yeah, so maybe would you say that you like would lean towards maybe one of them at least? Like which ones do you think you would lean towards?
I would need to study their history.
All right. Well, like just if you maybe knew something about them, like just maybe anything.
I know that Rob Menendez and Tammy are both getting into this because of their family suggestions, you know, like who their families are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who this lady is, and I want to give her a fair shot, so I need to study her, so I will not make a decision.
All right. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Ruby Bala, and Kyle Jaffe, for whom would you vote for?
I don't know.
All right. Well, maybe which one would you lean towards, maybe? Like, which ones do you think? Like, maybe I maybe would vote for them. It's not, like, maybe really firm, but which one's, like, a maybe you would vote for them?
None. Like I said, if they're candidates, I don't know yet. I need to look into them.
All right. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all, about the U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
A lot.
Oh, okay. How closely would you say that you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Would you say you follow it very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Somewhat closely, and the word is indictment.
Oh, indictment. All right. Well, thank you so much for that. Indictment.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if you could please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. And the options are if you strongly agree, you somewhat agree, you somewhat disagree, or you strongly disagree. So the first one is Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoings because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way. Would you say you strongly agree? Would you want to read the statement again or just like kind of?
Could you read the statement again?
All right. Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way. Would you say you strongly agree with the statement, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
All right. Congressman Rob Menendez should be held accountable for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez.
Completely disagree.
All right. Congressman Rob Menendez is his own person and should not be punished for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez.
Completely agree.
All right, and there's no way that Congressman Rob Menendez did not know anything about his father, Senator Bob Menendez's shady and corrupt dealings.
Say that again.
All right, there's no way that Congressman Rob Menendez did not know anything about his father, Senator Bob Menendez's shady and corrupt dealings.
Somewhat agree.
All right. And what about this one? Congressman Rob Menendez is his own person and should not be punished for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez.
You already asked me that, and I answered.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't get an answer for that one. I think you answered the other one, which is Congressman Rob Menendez should be held accountable for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez.
No. Was that the one you asked me? I think you asked me both, but I think I already answered the one, and I said I completely agree that he should not respond to his father's actions. But he's his own person, but... Like I said earlier, he also must have known something or must have suspected something.
All right. Well, okay, I already kind of pulled the option because now I'm just registering it that you did answer that. So I'm sorry for that inconvenience. So now I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. And I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view. And even if neither one is exactly right, which one would you say comes closer to your view? So the first statement is one made by critics of Congressman Rob Menendez. They say that there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the government of Egypt and Qatar in some form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are the only in the public office to enrich themselves. And then the next statement is made by supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. And they say that that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation, because he has done nothing wrong. They say that he appears nowhere in the Justice Department's charges against his father, because he has absolutely nothing to do with investigation or any of the crimes his father has been accused of committing. They say there have never been any accusations of wrongdoing or any kind against Congressman Menendez, and that it would be unfair to make his son pay for the sins of the father. At the same time, they say it is unreasonable to ask a son to come out and publicly condemn his own father. Does a statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement from supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view?
I'm actually somewhere in the middle of those two, because they were very complex statements, and I have mixed feelings about it. He's Menendez's son. He should not be forced to come out and say anything negative about his father, but also I wonder whether he had any kind of duty to report his father for any kind of wrongdoing, if he knew of the wrongdoing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure that he knew to the full extent what was happening or the implications, but he knew something.
All right. Well, I can give you kind of a list if you think maybe that would help you kind of.
Can I tell you something? I used to work on political campaigns, and these are very leading questions, and I really am not interested in a non-scientific polling. So I'm stopping the interview here. Thank you, though.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, and have a good day.